Theon pulled off his gloves. "So, you do know who I am. Why is my father not here to greet me?" "He awaits you in the sea tower, my lord, when you are rested from your trip."
"And I thought Ned Stark cold."
"And who are you?" "Helya, who keeps this castle for your lord father."
"Silas was steward here. They called him Sourmouth." Even now, Theon could recall the whiny stench from the old man's breath.
"Dead these 5 years, my lord."
"And what of Maester Caelan? Where is he?"
"He sleeps in the sea. Windermere keeps the ravens now."
"It is as if I were a stranger here," Theon thought. "Nothing has changed, and yet everything has changed."
"Show me to my chambers, woman," he commanded.
Bowing stiffly, she led him across the headland to the bridge. That, at least, was as he remembered. The ancient stones, slick with spray and spotted by lichen. The sea foaming under their feet like some great wild beast. The salt wind clutching at their clothes. Whenever he'd imagined his homecoming, he had always pictured himself returning to the snug bedchamber in the sea tower, where he'd slept as a child. Instead, the old woman led him to the bloody keep. The halls here were larger and better furnished, if no less cold nor damp.